Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:16. Brock Hunter.
What's up, dude?
I've been editing the audio, making sure everyone can hear everything. Oh my god, from the mouse.
Oh my yes. So the cat, now the big cat that took the mouse outside is now back inside because it is raining. He doesn't like to rain too much. But I'm telling you, I know my cat, and he's got an extra hitch in his step. He's walking around the house. He's kind of got looking around like, eh. He feels like a king. And then he comes up and he starts like he starts trying to lick me. I'm like, dude, no. You just had a mouse in your mouth, man. Like give me a second.
Meow. Right. You like me now? You like me, huh? Did I do a good job?
You know, just the cats, I mean, that's basically a shrunk down, you know, wild animal. And they still have all that. Yeah.
Here's a good comparison. So the cat lives its whole life for this moment. Like, that's the only reason this thing is alive, to eat, sleep, and to kill little mice.
Yeah.
And the good comparison is growing up as a young male teenager. You're waiting your whole life to get laid, right? And it finally happens. You remember that moment?
Of course.
That's how my cat feels right now.
It's just like a stud, just crushing it. Like just slaying mice left and right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's funny.
Just an extra hitch in a step, you know, feeling good about himself.
As he should, because yeah. At least there's one man in the house. Good God.
Yeah, he went from Simba to, he is now a man. What is a grown-up mouse? A rat.
He's just a mouse. I don't know. Oh, God, I love it. All right. Well, I'm glad that's and stay close to the WIRX Facebook page. I'm going to have that whole bit posted here shortly. It's epic. All right. Let's get to it. We got your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
You best buds in the biz.
That's right. They're offering curbside service for you right now. What's up, Kay?
What's up?
Kay. Let's do...
It's Thursday. Usually there's something really ridiculous that happens.
Yeah, usually by the end of the week. There we go. Another dumb criminal. Police in Heidelberg Township, Pennsylvania, got a call in the middle of the night last week from a guy who said a stranger had busted into his house and was acting like he belonged there.
Was it Tom Brady?
What are you doing, Tom? This isn't your house. When the cops got there, they found the trespasser taking a shower. It was a 37-year-old guy named Jose Vega. Wasn't that a character in Mortal Kombat?
Jose. Yeah, I think so.
They arrested him right there in the shower. He's been charged with felony, criminal trespassing, plus criminal mischief, disorderly conduct, and more.
Yeah. Okay. Here's my opinion, and we'll see what yours is. The guy could have been going through your jewelry, could have been going eating all your food, could have been sleeping. you know, he could have been in your kid's bedroom. He could have been doing some really bad things.
Yeah.
The guy just wanted to shower.
Yeah.
No, I just let him shower. Give him the Suave shampoo. It doesn't cost that much. You know.
I agree with you in that sense. Obviously, you don't want someone in your house that shouldn't be in your house.
Yeah.
But
it'd be scary at first.
It could be worse. It could be a lot worse, you know?
He could have had a gun.
Yeah.
Or a knife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Absolutely.
Maybe the guy's water went out, you know?
Yeah.
He couldn't fix it because of the quarantine thing. He's just, man, I really need a shower.
You could have a stinky thief or a sweet smelling thief, you know. I draw the line, though. If he's using my toilet paper, not in this day and age. No, sir.
Hey, sir, you could take the jewelry. Leave the toilet paper.
That's right. Look, finish your shower, take the jewelry, and go. But if you touch that toilet paper, we're going to have a problem.
I said good day, sir.
I said good day. Sir, don't you? I swear to God, I'll call the cops if you touch it. Don't you touch that toilet? So there you go. All right.
Finish up your shower. Get the hell out of here, would you?
Get the hell out of here. And no, you cannot use my bidet. Okay. All right. That's your WTF.